preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Oh, yes, he was.
Yes, he was. How will I remember the look within his eyes? Stealing kisses from me on the side. Taking time to make time. Telling me that he's all mine. Learning from each other's knowing. Looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Oh, yes, he was. The only one who could ever teach me. He was the sweet talking son of a preacher man.
The only boy who could ever teach me.
Someone to count on now. I feel number one for me. She's the kind of girl, makes you feel nice. I try my best to do what's right. Take her for a ride, everything's fine.
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Torino whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. Handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down up the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see 500 cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen and more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Oh, could stand the saddle. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong in my right for I fall. Though I am weary, I can't stop to bed. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Alina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Alina goodbye.
Close to folks you have. Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you could collapse? So, but I never had to know someone so high, you need a strength most don't possess. Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. I'm not a coward, I've just never been tested. I might have been bad if I was, I would pass. Would get detested and prepare before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out. Yeah! It isn't good, and I'm glad I haven't yet. That's the impression that I get.
Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to the family reunion that is World Poetry Open Mic, and I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. As usual, we've got the usual suspects sitting with us. On my left-hand side, he's the most nefarious man in independent radio. In fact, if he was an actor, he'd be Neff Goldblum. If you were driving race cars, he'd be Neff Gordon. And if you were a rapper, he'd just be Most Neff. Michael Amadei.
Holy crap. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm quickly becoming the most nefarious person on the planet. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just wait a little while. You will find out what I mean.
Yes.
Just look up at 2 a.m. this morning.
Someone who's not quite as nefarious, but a handful in his own right. Handful of hair, and because he is the half-squatch. Please welcome JT.
Good evening, all.
Dude, we have an exciting announcement from you later.
Yes, we do.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out with the ape boy. All right, so what we do here is we do poetry. 1 to 3 minutes long. We want clean poetry, PG-13. We are not doing an After Dark segment tonight.
No. So put it away. Act like ladies and gentlemen. Put it away, people.
This is a family show, not a show to make families on. All right. But before we do that, we do have to pay a few bills. I do want to let you know that on the left-hand side of the scroll bar when you came in, there's a clink for Nature a link for Nature Box. Curdle clink.
Click.
You dropped your money.
Link. It's a click link.
A click link. There we go. And you're going to want to check them out. Wholesome snacks for people that are trying to get into shape or for people that are in shape that want to remain that way and be able to snack. Check them out. Non-GMO. Just really, they make your body feel good.
And that's right. Actually, I'm a huge fan of Nature Box. I think one of the things that we, you know, people are really kind of up in arms about different things we're eating now. And it's the truth. You really are what you eat.
Exactly.
You really, really are. And I think over the last few years, as I've started paying more and more attention to what I'm eating and trying to be just more healthy in general, having to find really quality food sometimes gets to be a bit of a pain. So it's kind of nice to be able to take care of it one place and just know you have snacks to walk out the door.
And I got to say, being someone that is bipolar, what I eat does affect the mood swings. So when you have the naturebox.com or something good in my diet, the mood swings are less than if I'm having ding-dongs, Twinkies, that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge thing that diet really does control your productivity, your mindset. It makes you more open, more receptive, more creative. And honestly, I'm just going to be honest. If you start eating the crap all the time, it's really hard to function as a truly creative artist because you're living in the kind of chemically controlled masses. And that's not who we are. And if you're listening to the show, that's not who you are as well.
So if you want to draw lines that aren't really there, basically Michael just said, order your Nature Box and your writing will improve. Totally.
The views expressed on this show do not represent the actual views of World Poetry Open Mic necessarily.
Or Nature
Box. And we make no legal claims to, or Nature Box.
There you go. All right.
But it's kind of true. If you eat better, you will write better.
If you want to support us, definitely click that link, order some snacks. Also, another great way to support us, and we haven't, you know, pimped this out for a while, the store that's on the left-hand side. T-shirts, mugs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Cafe Press, yes.
Our Cafe Press.
If you
order a T-shirt, that helps support us, too. Keeps us on the air. Keeps Michael being nefarious as he is.
Yes, I need funding for my nefariousness.
All right. So.
Am I not nefarious?
Bills are paid.
Am I not nefarious?
Bills are paid. We want to hear your poetry. That's what we do here. You're going to want to call in 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. Or, if you're looking at the keypad, it's 720-240-WPOM.
Call now. He's nefarious.
Hey, guys. I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous, but hey, there's a first time for everything.
Her picture graced the ground on the door. She long lost her love and her right. Baby, maybe you're wrong, but you know it's alright. Let's say it. Backspeaker having the time of our lives until somebody said, forgive me if I seem out of line. And should we have got a gun and got to throw me away?
Now's the perfect time to call, 720-240-WPOM at 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Home in the valley, home always do. And I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you. I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you. I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you. I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, you've got World Poetry Open Mic. Yep, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman have left the building. We're sitting in their space. We brought some microphones and some recording equipment in.
Batman, Superman, Aquaman, they don't have anything on this crew.
No, they don't have anything on our collars.
Nothing. They're not even real.
Our collars are real.
Oh, our collars are real.
Oh,
they're very
real. They're
real
good.
And I have a feeling that I'm real, too. I'm just worried about the rest of you.
Oh, well, you're kind of fuzzy around the edges. Maybe you're just blinking in.
I just like to say I'm a sociopathic existentialist.
There you go. All right, so who do we have first?
Who do we have first?
Who do we have?
We have a caller that has been first a lot. And it's actually funny. She legitimately is first.
All the time.
All the time. This is a longtime caller and supporter of the show. We love her very dearly. We have Ellie on the line. She's coming up here. Ellie, are you there with us?
I sure am, Michael. How are you?
Welcome aboard, Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you?
Doing good. We missed you. Welcome to our family reunion.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be back, and it's wonderful to be Friday night with you guys.
I couldn't see my Friday nights going anywhere else.
Especially with that blindfold on.
There you go. And the arms tied to the chair. That's what these boys do to make me host the show.
We strap him down.
Well, he drinks too many energy drinks, Ellie. You understand how it is.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Oh, nefarious one.
I'm going to keep building on this title. I'm going to have like a 15-name title by the end of this.
Well, the first poem, I've got two kind of short ones for you tonight.
Right.
The first one is called Unfolding of a Heart.
All right.
Expectations rooted deep neath fall's canopy of hopeful kindnesses, and precious friendships were betrayed by autumn's leaving, scattering disappointments neath frosty winter morns, blossoming soon fodder for spring's blossoming wisdom of forgiveness in petals unfolding, fragrance of expectations demise, dispersing scented breezes of an open heart. Thanks.
Well done.
That's great.
Thank you, guys. And the second one I have is called Wisdom Awakened.
Okay.
All the pain of all the years, all the tears that were shed, fell into the sea of strength. When the sea was overflowing, the full moon of the heart and the constellations of the inner mind's eye came to rest at sunrise. The sun said it is time to fill this beloved soul with the eternal rainbow of peace, harmony, and love.
Dang, Ellie, I love your work.
Thank you.
I do have to say, you've taken this role with our show, and you know, a lot of people have done a lot of things to help us out, but for you to call in first every week and to lead the way and set the tone for the show, I am very appreciative.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to have that happen in my life, just the gift of being able to share my poetry with you guys and all the listeners is just a wonderful gift to me. You know?
It's a beautiful thing, Ellie. Thank you. And thank you for being our icebreaker, so to speak.
Okay. Well, you guys have a wonderful night.
You
and
too,
I
Ellie.
Love you all.
Love you too.
We love you, Ellie.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's how it's done on World Poetry Open Mic. You call in from around the world, wherever you're writing your poetry. You bring the best stuff. You throw down. You amaze Michael and myself.
I'm still in shock.
I know.
I can tell.
Yeah. That's why my mouth is open.
I hope our next caller is just as good. And she's a longtime supporter of the show.
I'm sure she's going to be. Let me click over to her right now.
Please welcome Renee.
Renee, are you there?
Hi, I sure am.
Hey, welcome aboard, Renee.
Hey, guys.
You finally found me on Facebook. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's a good thing.
It is.
I think so, too. So what do you have for us tonight?
I have something called Field of Promise.
All right.
And, okay. Daisy chains and butterflies, cherries ripe on trees, patchouli floating in the air, and sweet honeybees. Making braids in long hair, bare feet that touch the dirt. Love thy neighbor was the chant, queen was Mother Earth. Whatever happened to those kids who had the peaceful dreams? The ones that wanted no more war, those gypsies in jeans. Did they forget they were the change? Did they find the world too real? Whatever happened to the dreams that wafted in the fields?
Well done.
Very enjoyable, Renee.
Incense does that.
Yes, yes it does. I was at a concert last night thinking about a poem. I'm going to write it out this weekend. And your poem went right along with it. Thank you very much. You've inspired me.
Well, thank you. And I guess I'll see you next week.
Okay.
We'll see you next week. Thank you, Renee. Thank you for being a supporter of our show.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
So we love Renee, too.
We got some great callers so far, and we're going to have a bunch of, you know, bunch more great callers. We have some submissions.
We do.
We have a couple cool announcements.
We do.
We're going to be talking a little bit about the craft of being creative and writing poetry a little bit later in the show. And then we also got something else that you had issued me last week, man.
We do. We'll wrap the show with that, but
it's
part of my challenge for you.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm feeling challenged.
All right. But do you want to cover the
sorry. KT found that I'm feeling challenged thing funny. Glad he someone found me funny.
All right. Do we want to cover the World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month for this month? Are we ready to?
I think, you know, okay, if you'd like to.
All right. So the World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month usually goes to a caller or a great poet that we've admired for a long time. And this fits the bill. Unfortunately, a lot of people haven't heard of him unless they listen to my podcast. Then they've heard him just about every episode.
We got an interesting announcement about that, too.
He is so talented, and he submits work faithfully for the J. Todd's Basement section, and I could not help but pick him for World Poetry Open Mic for this month because he is that amazingly sick talented, and he's got a great voice too. This is David Lewis Paget.
Hi guys, this is David Lewis Paget in Australia. I'd like to read you a gothic narrative poem called The Widow in Black. She wanders the streets and alleyways when the nights are black as pitch. Under a starless canopy, the moon drowned in a ditch. The gas lamps flicker and sputter out as the people peek through a crack. With their blinds drawn tight, they peer in fright for the ghostly widow in black. She comes by after a drenching rain with the gutters still awash, arising out of the cemetery from the lands of Gog and Rosh. The judge had peered with his cold black eyes as a prisoner stood in the dock, who shivered, waiting to greet the night in a plain and simple frock. He'd placed the silk on over his wig, so she'd not have cause to hope. She knew by then that a certain end was to hang at the end of a rope. She had 2 days to compose herself, to make her peace with the Lord. The chaplain said he would shrive her, but she saw him off with a word. They said she'd poisoned her husband, or at least her number three. The other two had gone to their graves quite young, respectively. They dragged her up to the gallows as she kicked and screamed and cried, and as the rope was around her neck, they lied, she said, they lied. They pulled the lever aside, but then the platform wouldn't budge. She screamed, "The devil is with me, and I'm going to get the judge." They stomped, and the platform fell away. So she fell right through the deck. The rope was taut in a moment. With a snap, it broke her neck. The judge lies deep in his chambers with the door locked every night. He dare not light up a candle, as it may give out a light. The blinds forever are fastened down, the windows behind bars, whenever the rain is pelting down and the clouds obscure the stars. But then he can hear the tap of steps and the last words that she cried, a shadow clad in a cloak and cowl, a nightmare of a bride. He lies in terror and waits for her to slide in through a crack and take him off to the land of Gog with her, the widow in black.
Brilliant!
My lord, what a cool voice.
Oh, right?
I hadn't heard his voice before. This.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really good. That was a really good piece, too.
It was a beautiful piece.
It was a great piece. Oh, I get excited every time I hear it.
That's so cool. I want a copy of that if it's okay before I leave.
You should see J. Todd. He is literally just beaming, vibrating. He's in his chair right now.
Never mind. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Vibrating in his chair right now.
It's the energy drinks.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is. So sure. That's what I meant the whole time.
But I've been a fan of spoken word art forever, and just he is the total package, David Paget. Being in at 225 pounds.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Sorry. So,
J-Tag got a little bit reminiscent of the arena.
We're going to bring this. Days, hey, guys, sorry. I have an idea. Let's bring this back on the rails. Speaking of trains. And
going off the rails on the crazy train.
Wow.
All right. So we do have a caller. Long-time supporter of the show. Actually, the longest supporter of our show. He's been on almost every single episode.
There's three in this room that are longer, but only by a week.
and before that. But, you know, still, as far as listeners go and contributors and people who call in, very, very excited. He is Dennis from the Mitten State. Dennis, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello.
Hello, my friend.
I'm glad to be here on this eve of the summer solstice.
That's right.
Oh, we didn't even cover that. Yes, it's
Oh, yes, we did. If you check the website, we do talk about that.
What?
Mm, strange.
Oh,
looking it up now.
I love calling him out about things like that on
it's
the
great.
Air.
It's
just kind of fun.
Funny.
To be honest, I have not been to our website in like 3 weeks.
Oh, come on.
I've sent people there, but I've not been there.
So, Dennis, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very well and glad to be here at the family reunion this Friday night. And I'd like to share with you a couple of acrostic poems.
Perfect.
Me being from the Mitten State, I'd like to share information about the place I live. We all take pride in where we live at. And the first acrostic poem, the title is Michigan.
All right.
And it goes like this. Mosquitoes, as big as hummingbirds. Insects, fly black flies by the score. Construction delay on all highways. Home of the Detroit Tigers, what a bore. Industry, moving south of the border, Great Lakes, pollution, all about. Auto capital, title, now fading. Now you've been warned, keep out. Just joking.
Well done, my brother. Well done.
This is the other acrostic I'd like to share with you. The one I would like to, you to remember. This is Michigan acrostic number 2.
All right.
My home state. Illustrious shaped borders. Charming all four seasons. Home to thousands of inland lakes. Is made up by 2 peninsulas. Great Lakes surround. A wonderful place to live. Natural beauty.
Dennis, great as always, man.
As always, just throwing down your best work for us.
And if anybody's traveling this time of year and like to come visit us, I'm throwing out the welcome mat. You'll always be welcome in Michigan.
That'd be great. In fact, just throw the welcome mat over Chicago and we'd be all right.
Oh, wow.
Touché.
All right. I didn't really know. If anybody's listening from Chicago, I apologize.
We have a lot of listeners from Chicago, actually. Oh, yeah. Wow. I want to apologize collectively to the entire city of Chicago.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be on the air again tonight. You guys are doing a wonderful thing, and poets are really appreciative of what you're doing. So keep on keeping on, and God bless you all.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Wow.
Wow. You know, Dennis always says that the poets are really appreciative of what we do. And this is truly a gift for us. We get to listen to some of the best poetry from around the world. Where's this next one coming from?
Well, I'm not going to say so because having knowing her personality, it absolutely cracks me up. However, give me a moment. Alex-san.
Alex-san. Oh, from Hello. Missouri.
Are you there? Hello.
I'm here. Are you? Hello? Can
yes,
you?
I'm here too, actually.
We can, yes.
Strangely
we can
enough,
hear you.
We're all here.
Hey, good. You're more there than I am.
That is very true.
That is true.
But you know the best part is we are broadcasting from a studio in Colorado. You're calling from, are you in Missouri now?
I'm in Missouri. I'm in St. Louis right now.
Okay, you're in St. Louis. So you're calling us from St. Louis. We're in Denver. We're broadcasting through a web client in Paris.
All right.
And we're going out to the world. So this is kind of cool.
We're all over the place.
We are all over the place, much like my mental state.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are you doing in St. Louis? There's an open mic there tonight that you should be going to, hosted by Mr. Tony Medina.
What?
Oh, that's right. There's an open mic. There's an open mic in St. Louis that after you're done with our phone call, you need to go perform there.
Oh, I didn't know that there was one.
Let me look it up.
I'll tell you you're reading, and then we'll give you the place after you're done reading, okay?
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
All right. You're free to go to this open mic. And tell Tony that we sent you.
If it's still going. I'll check.
Okay. Tell him what Tony sent me. Is that what you said?
Correct.
Yes.
The host's name is Tony Medina. Anyway, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
What poem?
Well, I'm reading a poem.
What poem are you doing?
Way to go, Alex.
This is all J-Todd's fault. So
it really is. I'm on number two for the day my Monster Energy drinks.
I can't understand you for some reason.
My wife says the same thing all the time.
It's sometimes it's hard to make out through the phone system. We apologize for that. So,
that's fine.
But what do you have to share with us tonight?
Well, it's something new. I just finished it a few days ago. I don't know. I hope you like it.
All right.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, we sure are.
Sure.
All right. He used to look over at me and say, Al, he would say, I'm done denying myself the things I want, and that's why you're here. And I would say to him, I don't deny myself the things that I want, but they always end up denying me. And we would laugh like I told a joke, because all we really knew was that life is too short to dwell. And now he's dead. And I didn't learn anything, except we all die, and there is no real time. To me, faith is like a lighter that has run out of fluid. When I need it, it sparks, but it never lights. And so I pray to something that never lets me down. Dearest poetry, swallow me. Let me cease to be while making something that will last longer than me. Give me a sense of permanence, holy poetry. Inhale me like smoke, exhale me like cancer. Let me burn a hole in the ozone and hold in the lungs of those breathing me in secondhand and let them love it like I love it. Let me provide for others the things that you give me every day. Heavenly poetry, give me grace. Remind me, rename me, rehabilitate and resuscitate me. Bring me a cool breeze to carry behind my ribs just in case I start to suffocate, despite the holes in the safety net I crawl into sometimes when I lose my way or lose my tongue. Father, poetry, teach me words that will make their mouths water in flavors they've never tasted before. Teach me how to pray. Teach me something that isn't so sad. Teach me something painless. I don't want to stick my hands to the hot stove just to remember any more holy, holy poetry. Lift me above the scars on my veins and the scars on my brain and teach me a beautiful rhyme to Hallelujah, just in case I forget the words for thank you. But most importantly, please teach me how to accept that it won't ever matter if I accept anything at all. In the name of the consonant, the vowel, and article adjective. Amen.
Wow.
Is it okay?
Yeah,
that was great.
Partway through it, I was like, this is really good.
My poetry is okay. Your poetry is astounding.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
We're trying to find by the way, wanted to tell you, we were trying to look up the place where that open mic might be. I can get you more info about it if you're going to be in St. Louis much longer. I'm not sure if you are because I know you've been on tour. I think it's Hartford Coffee, but the issue is I think they close at 10 p.m., and I think you're an hour ahead of us, so you probably would only have like 25 minutes to get there and actually do anything. But I'll find some info. I'll send it to you, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page as well in case anybody's in that area and wants to go to that open mic.
Correct.
Great guy. Used to be in Denver. Great friend of all of ours.
He is.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I'd love to do it.
Awesome. We'll get you the information next time you're in St. Louis. You can drop on in and tell Tony we sent you.
Yeah, I will, for sure. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Alexander.
Wow.
They're just bringing it tonight. I'm so humble.
Are you humble?
I am very humble.
Are you humble?
Humbled.
I don't know. You know, I've always wondered, because the word, I'm noticing this. Okay, I'm going to say something really quick about this.
All right. Here we go.
I'll do it quickly.
Okay.
The world is, and I'm not calling you out. Actually, I know that you legitimately are humbled. But the word is kind of being used a lot now by a lot of performers and kind of half-assed creators and people who are always, I'm so humble and I'm so grateful. It's like, you know what, guys, I can understand being humble and grateful, but there's also time to step up and own what you're doing. Stop acting like a wilting flower because you're not. And that isn't what changes things. It isn't what changes art. It isn't what empowers people. So step up and do it and stop being so fake humble. Sorry, I'm done now.
Okay. Wow, you just stepped down off that soapbox, and you sure.
I'm a little incited right now.
Yeah.
Can you feel me? All right. Let's go to someone who I think is amazing. Who's a great poet.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
I'm not telling you that's not going to happen a few more times tonight. All right. This is another longtime supporter of the show. He's got a style all his own. He's a very creative, interesting, evocative poet. Good friend of the show.
From Savannah, Georgia.
We got Lewis. Lewis, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Right here. How y'all been?
Oh, we're doing good, Lewis. How you doing, brother?
Oh, not too badly.
I'm so glad you call our show, brother, on a regular basis. I like your work.
Good. This one here, it's, I'll be forthright with you. It's, you might want to call it a wake-up call.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's based on a true story. They made a TV movie out of it back in the 80s, and Farrah Fawcett was in it. I'm going to mention the title sometime in the poem.
All right.
It's called Hell Hath No Fury.
All right.
Hell hath no fury as a burning bed. From the soles of the feet under the crown of the head. Walk a mile in the shoes of the victim and know their survival. Would you set such a tyrant as that on fire and let such as that know such a baptism of Christian revival? Who is now Nero and who is now the slave? As one is cast away forever in hell, the woeful grave. As the fire climbs high around him, he knows no fury is there as a rape victim scorn. Not there, not here, nor anywhere. Apocalypse chapter 20:15, and he who was not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Based on The Burning Bed 1985, Farrah Fawcett as domestic violence victim and rape victim, Francine Hughes. Thank you for allowing me to speak my heart, mind, and soul on a dilemma that has cursed this nation for entirely too long.
Wow.
Well done, my poetic brother.
Thank you. God bless and be in prayer always, as always.
Right on. Keep the faith, brother.
Amen.
We'll talk to you later.
Wow.
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 Lewis throwing it down like usual.
Everybody's throwing it down.
They are. They're throwing it on the ground.
Well, I was going to throw my tablet on the ground because I'm going to quit writing after this. Well, you guys are awesome.
Really? Really? No. That was the reason you write? No. It's a competitive thing?
No, it's
not. Is that what this is?
No, it's not.
Yes, it's all a competition.
That's the whole reason I do music.
Right.
Yeah. To be better than everybody else. And I couldn't hack it in sports.
How's that working out for you?
Not well.
But at least you're trying, right?
At least aim for effort.
Trust
aim for
me,
effort,
you're
guys.
Really trying. I'm really trying.
Really trying hard. But I'm so humble, you know, and I'm so grateful.
Yes.
And I'm wearing
Kanye.
A knit hat. I wear it. Yeah. I got it. I was talking to a friend of mine and the text, I'm being all Kanye West tonight, apparently.
Yes, you are.
So that's okay. I'll tone it down.
All right. So okay. What do we have next?
So we have an amazing guy coming up here. He's become a friend of a show over the last couple months, and he's a rebel. I think he's a musician, too. He's a fan of counterculture and people living on the edge. We've got the Rock and Roll Cowboy on the line.
Right on. Dale, how you doing, brother?
Good evening. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
All right. I want to say good evening, gentlemen, but I think that's stretching it a little bit.
That is stretching the truth quite a bit.
So, anyways, it's been a great show so far. I don't know if I should read y'all. Everybody's been so great so far. It's a wonderful show.
I'm sure you will not disappoint either, brother.
So, I got a couple little pieces tonight, so that's okay.
All right.
All right. This first one, actually, I've gotten such reaction, like 30 over 40 reviews on this one, so I thought it'd be a good one to read tonight. It's called Princess of Illusion.
All right.
Detox to Botox, because you are not fooling anyone, especially yourself when you look in the mirror that won't lie to you and see no age or emotion on your face. I know you are no wicked witch, just led astray by the media's trick of light. It is okay you are not so white, so put that poisonous apple down and be the natural beauty God intended you to be, instead of sleeping your life away. Believe me when I say you don't have to be a princess to feel like $1 million. Just one prince who feels rich with you in his arms.
Wow.
Well done, brother.
I like that one, man. Is that about a particular person or several people?
Yeah, not for anybody. I know, you know, a lot of it's just, a lot of people in this world, they listen to the media and they starve themselves, they get plastic surgery, they, you know, all this stuff, you know.
Sure.
So that's just in general for, you know, all of them out there saying you don't have to do that kind of stuff. You're you and it'll be you.
That's right.
And, you know, that's.
That's a good message, man. It's a really good message.
Thank you. I mean, one of those is kind of fun. I'm holding a contest on the cafe about where you have to write a poem using a song title from one band.
Right.
And so I thought, well, since I'm doing that, I might as well write one myself, too. So I'm using the group Foreigner. You know, the great group, the 70s, 80s Foreigner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is called A Foreigner to Love.
All right.
Okay. Far too long, I've been a dirty white boy, urging to become a jukebox hero. All that dream chasing has taken its toll on my soul, for my heart has become cold as ice, playing head games with ladies' hearts. But that was yesterday. Since you've come into my life, I have become hot-blooded for your loving. My double vision has now become clear. I can now see straight. Who knew I was waiting for a girl like you? So please, say you will be mine till the end of time. I want to know what love is. And I would love you to spend a lifetime teaching me. There you go.
Nice.
Wow.
Excellent, brother.
That was, we were cracking up over here. That was great.
Do you go for assignments at all?
Yeah, I thought it would be a fun challenge, you know, just try to incorporate, you know, and I'm a foreigner, so I thought it would be a good way to do it. So.
All right, yeah, I'm going to give you an assignment for next After Dark.
Yeah, I have a contest about, too. I want to see what people can come up with, you know.
Yeah.
So, yep.
That's awesome, man. Anyway,
do you want an assignment for our next After Dark segment?
I think I need to.
Okay, I'm going to give you an assignment. You do that same type of poem where you use song titles, but you do it with White Snake. I'm not joking.
What's that?
I said you do that same type of poem that you just did with White Snake songs, and you bring that for the After Dark segment.
There you go. Oh yeah, I love White Snake. If I slide it in, yeah, we could get real dirty there.
There you go.
Hey, that's an idea. Maybe I'll do that. I'll have to think about that one now. I might have to do White Snake going with dirt for a dirty one. Hmm. Thank you. That's a good idea. I will have to take that one with it.
Right on.
So. Anyway, I'll let you go and get to your people. But thank you for having me on, and love what you guys are doing. It's great.
Thank you, Dale.
Wow. Thank you.
Good night so far. Right?
Except for nobody can hear me.
Except for no one can hear you?
It's all right.
Actually, I think you're a lot louder.
This show's better now that no one can hear me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn you up a little bit. No, thank I'm just you. Kidding.
Oh, I just saw him turn up. He just turned up the suck switch. That's what I just saw.
Yes. There goes the suck switch.
That's, by the way, any musician out there, anybody performing live, this is why you make friends with the sound engineer, because they do have a suck switch, and they will not be afraid to use it.
I'm afraid he's going to use it later towards the end of the show.
Stop. Stop right now. Okay. Say, so we have the last caller of the segment. Right. We do have a submission that we're going to do in a little bit.
Doing another segment, so if you're waiting, call in.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff going on tonight, so it don't go anywhere. But hey, by the way, this is the last person here. It's a close personal friend of yours. First time caller last week, I think.
No, second. Well, he submitted, and then...
He did a submission, and then he called. Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool. Here we go.
Please welcome Goob. Hello, brother.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Good evening. That is so weird that you were to call our show last week, and then I'm at a concert last night, and who goes walking past me but you?
You know, the funny thing is, you know, I called in tonight, and of course, Mike answers the phone. He's like, hey, who's this? And I'm like, it's Goob. I don't even try saying my real name anymore because, well, that's what you know me as, Jay Todd. So, and it's one of those things. And actually, I was out to dinner tonight. A parent of a friend saw me and then introduces me to her mother as Goob. So it's one of those things. I've just accepted it. It's who I am. It's a legacy at this point.
That's cool. That's a legacy. We like that.
It's something that J-Todd, actually, you've already seen or read, but I wanted to share it tonight. And it says, do you know what I mean?
All right.
I'm trying to convey my thoughts, emotions, and memories. You sit there with that smile of a person enjoying a fascinating tale. But am I truly connecting my soul to yours? Words alone surely can't join you to those moments I hold so dear. My definition of love, hate, joy, and sorrow are not the same as yours, because we have lived different lives and experienced vastly different adventures. Nonetheless, I continue on trying to share a part of my essence with yours. It is a primal thing, the reason that we tell our narratives. We desperately want someone to acknowledge us in the chaotic whirlwind of emotions that make us up as individuals. We want the knowledge that at least one entity in this vast cosmos has acknowledged our passing, even though ultimately, in the end, it is an exercise in futility.
Goob, I just want you to know I've been a fan of your spoken word art for quite some time now, and that proves why, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Again, appreciate everything you guys do. Fantastic show. Thank you, everybody who else has contributed so far, and I look forward to everybody else that's going to be calling in tonight.
Excellent.
Thank you. Looking forward to it, too. And thank you so much, man. Great to have you on the show again. Bye.
Good night. Goob.
Wow.
What can one say?
I don't know.
I mean, that's...
Well, one can say a lot, but...
What should one say in the appropriate context.
Nefariously.
Now, there is a submission we have here
by
a poet named Gentle Rain.
All right.
The short one is called Finding Home.
All right.
Your fascination, like that of a child, with faded exhales and showers of light. But your sweet little palms stretch in glee, and they are lost in your photograph. What do you know of cities so proud and bland, of white birch trees and stolen lands? No one will craft you a compass. Finding Home by Gentle Rain. Very cool piece.
Wow.
Okay, so we're coming to the end of the first segment here. Let's make let's make an announcement about some stuff.
Are we going to do his announcement?
Yeah, let's do an announcement.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you ready to make the announcement?
We'll let him go first.
Okay, so Art, let me set this up real quick.
Yes.
So World Poetry Open Mic has kind of evolved into what being built more as a company called Art Radio Collective, which is the idea of a bunch of kind of arts, literature-focused audio podcasts and things like that, possibly even a published thing.
Yeah.
That is all really focused on art and the idea of being creative and creativity and innovation.
Yeah, because doing this radio show doesn't keep us busy enough.
No, not at all.
There's stuff to do, too.
I see what you look like on a Wednesday. You're like, I'm going crazy, man. I've been off the air for 4 days now.
Yeah, I know.
I right? see how this looks. So we're trying to fill the time so you're just a lot safer to be around. So that's right. Mostly what it is.
Okay.
But one of the first things coming out of this, we have a few things that are being built, but one of the first things are ready, is ready kind of for an announcement by Mr. JT.
I'm launching a podcast called Radio Angry. Basically, it's got a frog in my throat. Sorry. I'm sorry, Kermit. basically, it's a movie review. I tend to pick themed kind of movies or, you know, specific genres, whatever, and just we review them and critique them in different variety of ways, whether it's critiquing the critics, the fans, the people who watch it, or
the writers
of the movie, the directors,
the
cinematography, directors. Everything about them. We'll kind of delve into a little bit on it, and it's usually running right around hour and a half. It's just a little thing. We'll see where it goes right now.
It's kind of fun though, because we do this good, bad, and the ugly thing.
Yes.
And the other thing that I really like that you've done is you're doing films, not that are just in movie theaters now, but things you can watch on Netflix, things you can rent you know, on like Redbox or whatever.
Yep.
You can watch these movies. So
or things that you have in your own collection.
Or things you already might just be having in your own collection. And sometimes we have some insights and things that might be kind of cool. I've been a guest on a couple of them.
Yeah. I've been a guest on a couple of them. I got to say, what makes me proud is that you really are taking this and you're stepping away from World Poetry Open Mic. You're inviting us to be on it, but you're also encapsulating it to where you can invite other people.
Yes.
That's it.
And it's your own thing. And seeing you grow as a broadcaster has really completely made me proud.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So we're going
still
live.
Can't read a PSA to say
no, that, right? I still can't. No.
That's okay. We played the strings here.
That's right.
So we're going live. What day?
On Thursday.
On Thursday of next week. We will have four podcasts ready for download on the day we launch.
Yes.
And we'll have the information on our Facebook page, but we'll also have links on worldpoetryopenmic.net where you're listening right now, so you can find the site. And we also are going to be giving a good home to J. Todd's Basement, which will have its own home on the Art Radio Collective site as well.
Correct. And J. Todd's Basement hasn't been happening as frequently as I'd like.
It doesn't have to be every week,
But there's also going to be an alternate podcast too that we've been kicking around. I posted a couple of stories online, and I think we're going to go with like a horror/sci-fi themed story time called Sadistic Story Time.
Okay.
And I don't have to read the stories. It's going to be either me or another voiceover artist or whomever.
People can submit it that
way. Yeah, they can submit it that way.
Lots
if they read a poem and Ooh. Or excuse me, a story and want to submit to J. Todd Underhill @yahoo.com, or if they want their story read, they can submit there as well.
Right. I mean, what we're doing is we're just starting to expand this out. There's even more podcasts coming after that, including a really kind of high-def interview show that's going to be talking with the innovators and creative people coming up soon. more story stuff, almost like audiobooks released, you know, books released chapter by chapter on a weekly basis. Pretty cool. So just telling you to keep in tune, but the first one, the one that's really hitting, the one we're really excited about launching next
Radio
week,
Angry.
Radio Angry. We're really proud of it, guys, and we hope that you will be able to listen to it and tell us what you think. We welcome constructive criticism.
Yes. All right. That being said, the big announcement being done, we do need to bring in some more callers so we can continue our show.
That's right.
So you're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-WPOM.
Call now.
Bienvenue, willkommen, welcome, come on in. Lines are now open. If you're calling from outside the country, country code 1, area code 720, phone number 240-9766 to get a hold of the World Poetry Open Mic crew. That's J. Todd, Michael, and JT.
We here at World Poetry Open Mic want you to know about a unique way to give back to the world around you. Support rescued wild animals by supporting the Wild Animal Sanctuary, located in Hudson, Colorado. They have over 700 acres of land dedicated as a sanctuary for large carnivore rescues. Yeah, they have lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, plus much more. There are multiple ways you can help. Your entry fee for visiting the sanctuary goes to support these amazing animals, while you get to see them up close and in person. You can adopt an animal, or my favorite way is by visiting benefitwines.com/TWAS, and ordering a bottle of wine with all the proceeds going to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Each bottle has a collector's label with the wild animal on it. Collect them all. For more information, visit wildanimalsanctuary.org or benefitwines.com/TWAS. The Wild Animal Sanctuary, providing a safe home for rescued large carnivores since 1980.
Ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crookedy. I can show you how to do-si-do, I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem, I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are platypus, me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took, I can do anything that I want, cause look.
I can keep rhythm with no metronome, no metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone.
Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no assistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atoms of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. Driving and I won't stop, and it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die from exasperation, have them all healed from their lacerations, or have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them, and I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end a planet in a holocaust, in a holocaust.
handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
My hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she's lonely and longing yet too much, she says the cave are coming in from above. Don't need a phone at all. Red I love. The radio sings a forgotten song. Friendly is coming on strong. Tight. And I'm spinning into a new sunrise. When I get lonely, and I'm for sure I've had enough, she says the comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter at all. We've got the thing that's cold, and I love. We've got a light in the sky. I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randall is coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Yeah.
Red our love.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
I am the Lex Luthor of Sonatree. Wow, dude. Sorry, dude, I was the one that drank two energy.
I'm gonna
beverages.
Take the Viking helmet off. Nah, it's just called Manafadil.
There you go. Manafadil.
Manafadil. Manafadil.
Is that like
okay, I'm insane.
Minoxidil?
Yeah, no, it's kinda like Benadryl, only not.
Okay. Okay, well, with all these drills going by,
do we have callers?
The show's yeah.
To save us from ourselves.
Sorry. Save us. Please.
We actually have some amazing callers to save us from ourselves, which I'm very excited about. Our first one is actually someone who's a very, I don't know, you know, he seems to me to be, he's an amazing poet, first of all, but he also just seems to have a real sense of, when I think of poets with a lot of dignity and a lot of class,
yeah,
this seems to be one of them. One of the people I think about.
Well, then that's got to be Don Hagelberg.
It's Mr. Don Hagelberg. Are you
I
there,
can tell
sir?
By your description, brother.
Yes, I'm afraid I heard a large fly buzzing in the studio. Was that correct?
No, that was just Michael warming up his pipes.
How are you, sir?
Slow and stupid.
Wow. Do you want to be a member of a radio crew?
Hey, listen. You're not supposed to laugh at my best qualities.
Oh, no. Those aren't your best qualities. You write amazing poetry.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I'm anemic. Yeah, that too.
What? anemic?
We just don't know how to respond to that, Don.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. We have nothing. We have no quips.
Oh, quippy.
We're pretty quippy people.
Yeah, and quick, too.
Yeah, about as quick as a snail.
Oh, that's it.
I have a poem entitled Steam Cleaned.
All right.
The middle-aged, in their middle spread, sit on the topmost bench, while the pregnant with the aged sit on the middle bench. Toddlers and the ultra old sit on the bottom below. Each bench streams in steam rising from the dipper's water drops on the hot rocks. Hottest of the hot of on top and barely exuding on the bottom. While the middle bench waves between sweat to merely warm to the touch. Steam hisses from the firebox's bed, a fore sweat of the heat to come. This sauna remains the only way for clean to be had, cheaply, weakly, deeply. Spiritual dirt drips dead, while soap, rag, and rinse finish the bath. In the anteroom we dress in our old social roles, ready to reenact our trades and professions. But the filth of practice will compel us to income again in text.
That is not the poetry of a slow and stupid man. That is the poetry of a very smart and wise man.
It was excellent, sir. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I can't answer. I'm picking my nose.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Don. That made my night that much better.
I'll give you my forefinger.
Hey, well, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Once, as always, you know, it's really it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, and I shall listen with my finger in the air.
There you go.
Excellent.
I've got two.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
And it's not the peace sign, my brother.
Oh, yes.
Oh. What?
Fee for victory.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know you were a member of the West Side. Anyway. Yes.
West Side.
Okay. Yeah, and now you're going to get in trouble for that one.
All right.
Southwest Side.
Send your letters to... No, okay, so our next caller.
All right.
Hola. Hola, are you there?
She's from the far West Side. She's
radio.
Okay.
Okay.
We kind of sprung it on you there.
We did. We surprised you. Sorry about that, Ola.
How are you guys tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you?
Good. Well, I have one that I wrote a while back for my daughter, and since this is the family hour, I thought it might be appropriate.
All right.
It's called Upside Downside Inside Out, The Odds Are 6-1. 7:30 a.m. It's breakfast time. The kids are up. The odds are 6-1. Up the down staircase and in the outdoor, sliding down the banister, landing on the floor. Pancakes and fruit and milk and toast. Who eats the fastest gets the most. Round them up and head them out. Come on, get going. Don't sit and pout. Books and bags and toys and boys, the racket, the din, the noise. That's it. I've had it. Get out. 3:30 p.m. School is over. The boys are home. The odds are 6-1. Up the down staircase in the outdoor, sliding down the banister, landing on the floor. Rolling off the davenport, running round the table, laughing at the others. Catch me if you're able. Round and round and up and down. Stop it now. Quit running. Don't shout. Books and bags and toys and boys, the racket, the din, the noise. That's it. I've had it. Get out. 8:30 p.m. They've all been fed, it's time for bed. The odds are 6-1. Up the down staircase, in the outdoor, sliding down the banister, landing on the floor. Close your books, take your bags, pick up your toys. Don't bother you boys, the racket, the din, the noise. Get into bed and do not fight, do not shout, and do not pout. That's it, I've had it, lights out. This is my daughter, one mother, with six boys.
Wow.
So we're gonna offer for her to be canonized after she's raised all six of those boys.
You're doing a pretty darn good job.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Wow.
Oh,
that was great. Thank you so much. Was.
You're welcome.
It's a great. All
right, and just so you know, we are taking July 4th off, but we're going to be doing a After Dark segment when we come back on the 11th also.
Okay, so I'll mark that on my calendar.
I know you've been wanting to join us for the After Dark segment, so...
I have. I was on vacation, so I couldn't come on the last one, but I'm waiting. I'll be there.
July 11th.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Hola, we'll talk to you.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
So, yeah, we aren't going to be on the air July 4th, and we're going to put together, like, a mega show for our away. We're on vacation.
You really got yourself into a word conundrum here.
It's okay.
You Austin Powered yourself.
I did. We're taking the break for the... Our Independence Day Festival.
Right, and we're going to have an awesome best of that J-Todd edits and puts all these things together. It would be cool, and then we're also going to add some other kind of podcast things. Yeah. So if you haven't heard it, you can listen to the show and listen to some of the stuff and see if it's something you like.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool.
All right, so.
We have one more caller.
One more.
Yeah, the phones have been kind of chill tonight. Yeah,
that's okay.
That's right. We've got lots of stuff going on. So.
Exactly. So we got more stuff after this, so please stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. You're going to want to witness this train wreck that's going to happen.
Oh, excellent. But we have a longtime supporter of the show as well on the line. Always brings amazing work. Always does just so many awesome things for the show. We have Tate on the line. Are you there, sir?
Hi, guys. How is everybody?
Hi, Tate. How are you, brother?
It's been a while, but I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, I'm glad you got through.
Thank you. It was a little hard to get through. I'm not used to the way you answer your phones there yet, but I'll get to it.
It's kind of a different deal than before, but it actually allows us to get more callers over the course of the entire time. So,
yeah. Well, as I said when you answered earlier, I really loved the one from David Paget. I have to write him a note and tell him he was on.
Awesome. Man, he did great, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did a great job.
Oh, he shames us all. He just simply has no fear.
Oh, yes.
But in honor of him, I wrote about 8 poems in his meter, using the meter that I say he more or less invented. So I just call it the Paget meter. I'd like to read you one of those.
All right.
All right. It's called The Wild West Wind. We were traveling roads out west across the plains of the Great Divide. We'd been up into Canada, a country that's both tall and wide. We drove across the Queen's Highway over the mountains one by one to the Northwest Territories in the land of the midnight sun, where we came upon a mountain that was cleaved in half at the top. At the bottom lay the result, for there the road came to a stop. Where once had been a little town, now lay boulders far and wide. An earthquake had torn it in half and ripped off an entire side. At the base of the mountain lay a plaque inscribed with all the names of those who perished there, all the families who'd lost their claims. Each of them were drawn by riches to the gold fields of the Northwest. There the strong of heart sought a new start and were willing to brave the test. An old woman in the diner where we stopped to marvel the scene sat there telling us the story as she managed to cook and clean. Only one soul had made it out and lived through that horrible day. You know, she said, they went to bed the same night they passed away. The night before had seen a storm that blew a gale across the bridge. They built with pride to the far side that led to the top of the ridge. There they had drilled and dug and fought to reach the gold and silver vein, like the miners' 49ers and their kin of the Spanish Main. A child's cry was the only sound that could be heard that fateful morn. But after that, I'm sure she wished that perhaps she'd never been born. The old woman's face, lined with pain, told how she'd lived through cold and fright, recanted as if yesterday for the folks she had lost that night.
Wow.
Wow, take some time off, and he just comes back and schools us once more.
I'll tell you what, I've got one short one for you if you want it.
That sure. Sounds fine.
This one's just called Love's Refrain. It's really short. Love entered into my heart one day, a sorrowed, war-torn guest. When she'd asked to be let in, I had her sit and rest. She woke my sleep with anguish and shook my hopes with tears. When my heart felt the same, she filled its joy with fears. But now that she has gone away, I miss that old sweet pain. Sometimes when the night whistles in, the wind plays Love's Refrain.
Tate, great work as always, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for calling our show.
You're welcome.
That's so enjoyable. All right, man. Cool. Will you call us next week? You think you can?
Yeah, sure.
All right, man.
Sure will.
Awesome. Great.
All right.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
So, wow.
Well,
that's
how it's done.
How it's done. Yeah.
That's right. To quote you, yeah. Now you have something you're going to read for us, right? I have another submission coming up.
Actually, well, read by proxy.
I'm going to do this real quick. We may have said something in the before our last caller, before Tate, that may have confused a ton of people, including myself.
Oh,
we are taking the 4th of July off, not next week.
Oh, you're
no,
right.
No, not
the 4th
next
of
week.
July. We are taking
see,
off.
See, that's good where, I, and I do apologize to the listeners, we're taking the 4th of July off, not next week. So we'll be here next week, don't worry.
Yeah, we're here next week, and then it's the week after next, that we're not right. going to be on the air.
Right.
Yeah, we're just.
Well, we will have a show on the air, we just we'll won't have be one. Doing
we
live,
be live
show on the air.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so 4th of July, we're taking off.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling me on that.
No, I was calling us all on that one.
We all did that one, yeah.
My tablet's fighting with me, but I'm going to read one by proxy because we have a regular reader that is not with us tonight because of technical issues.
Ooh.
So, this is by Mr. Stephen Berry. This is entitled Jazz on a Rainy Night. Driving across the Hudson on a rainy Friday night. Chet Baker on the radio, blowing cool jazz from 50 years ago. Alone together, the DJ says, as the windshield wipers keep time with the soft brushes on the drums and the fat raindrops on the roof, give a tiny echo to the big notes the sad man played. Driving home with bittersweet tune, playing a man long dead, for a love long dead, we prepare to be alone together, to share the music of silence. I hope I did it justice, because he is an amazing orator also.
I think it was great, man.
Still good.
All right. So.
Okay, well, so following that, I have a submission here.
Okay.
And the note is from Miss Amethyst Rose, but I'm going to read the quick message she sent because it's important.
All right.
She says, "Hello, my name is Amethyst Rose, author of a poetry collection published on Amazon Kindle called Horror in Red."
Oh, yeah.
H-O-R-R-O-R.
Yes.
In Red. "I have been a fan of the show for a long time, and I would love to share some of my poetry with you and your listeners. I really hope everybody enjoys it. This is a short one. It's called The Sorrowful, and it's from Amethyst Rose, the book The Horror in Red. It's not available on Amazon now." Yes. "The Sorrowful. The stars are dull in darker eyes. Rain outshine the sun in a mind set clouded. Song falls deaf in the ear while the mind screams away. Love is saturated and painful in a heart composed of broke pieces. Weeping eyes grow redder in the darkness. Cheeks look flushed against the paleness of depression, mirroring the dark matter in your brain into solemn reality. You awake to nightmares from vivid dreams and lose light in never-ending hopelessness as the sorrows swallow you whole." And that was The Sorrowful by Amethyst Rose.
Yeah.
From her book Horror in Red. Horror in Red on Amazon. So, and it's Amazon Kindle, so you can get that as an ebook.
Yeah.
So, amazing work. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Amethyst Rose.
Thank you so much.
Oh, she's a great writer.
So we've got a very special edition, I believe.
We've got a great writer on our staff, too.
Yes, and he has spent 73 generations studying haiku up on top of a mountain.
Holy cow.
Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the haiku master. Hi-ya! There can only be one.
Wow. All right.
All right. So, Mr. Haiku Master, what do you got for us?
I have writer's block.
Oh!
What? So, I figure we'll adjust.
Okay.
How do we cure this?
You want to talk about writer's block for me?
Might as well.
We can.
Well, you know, that makes sense.
It happens a lot to
a lot of
people.
Yep. Okay. And this is something that I think we've all had to deal with on one level or another. And not to say that it doesn't happen and there's new strategies and things, but I'd love to hear kind of how you go about it. First, let's start with you, Jay Todd. What do you do?
Well, you know, I've written a couple articles on writer's block and I run into, it's not that I'm writer's blocked. I'll run into where I'm just not in front of my computer writing and I'm out experiencing life. And I find that if you do something different, the one that works for me, this is what works for me. You have to figure out, you have to diagnose yourself and do this. But what works for me is if I do something different, if I go on a road I've never been on before or go on a hike that I've never been on before, or not that I'm a huge hiker.
It's okay.
Like last weekend was good for breaking writer's block. I went out to Goodland, Kansas. I don't go out there very often. Loved the area, but it was new. It was different. And it got me thinking, especially the time on the road. I had like 4 hours to think things through. I came up with several great lines for poems. They'll eventually come, you know, hit my computer probably this week.
I think that's great, though. I mean, and that's one of the big things that I always thought about was just wanting to have something new. My father, when I was a kid and I was starting to play guitar, my father started playing guitar as a kid as well. And I remember him telling me, I think I was 14, 15 years old. He's like, you know, the biggest mistake he said that he ever made was the fact that he never left his room and played guitar his entire teenage years. He's like, get out and go live and then come back. And so I actually took that to heart and I would do it. And I would actually notice that if I came back, even if I hadn't played in a couple weeks, things meant more. I had more ideas. I was playing with more intent. I had more experiences to back it up. So it sounds like the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you, JT? Do you have any strategies you know? I mean, just because you have a strategy doesn't mean you're not going to get writer's block.
And
right.
You have 73 generations of experience.
That's true.
To develop these strategies.
So we kind of want to hear this.
Write the worst line you can write.
Ooh.
Just write it down. It doesn't have to be great. It's got to be bad. Because then it's out.
All right.
And that unblocks a possible block. It you've unplugged a little gateway. And then you can continue to write bad lines if you wanted to, and then, you know, eventually it's going to come out fine.
I think that's brilliant.
Another good way to cure writer's block that I found is you put on some light meditation music, pour yourself a nice glass of wine. You drink that glass of wine slowly. You don't chug it or anything like that. And then you sit by with your pen and paper, and you try to write down the earliest memory you can muster.
Really? Ooh, yes. That's a good one. I like that.
That's a good one. I like that.
Okay, so I think those are really good ones. So I'm going to put that down here. I'm actually taking notes on this, by the way.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's apart from the first memory one, I haven't done that one. But, you know, a lot of people don't know my background as far as I did a lot of what's called ghostwriting, which is where other people hire you to write books for them. And ended up doing a lot of books in a couple years. I think it was about 18, 19 books in
a couple of years. That's a lot of books.
It's a ton of work. And so, I mean, you run into that too, but you have really hard deadlines and it's not, you know, and so it's one of the things I had to come up with. And it's funny because kind of split between what you guys are saying, I do a lot of that same stuff. So kind of my protocol is, one, I literally, if it's that bad, I will sit down, I will pray, literally pray to write the worst line I possibly can.
Yeah.
I want to write the absolute worst line I can. And then if that doesn't work, I get up, I go have new experiences. I go do something that's different, breaks my paradigm, that is something completely against my normal comfort zone. Because I just need to kind of shake myself out of myself, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then the third thing that I always had to do, and maybe this is a problem just for me, but I have to make sure that I return, and I have this thing, AIS, ass in seat.
Yes.
I have to get back down, and I have to do the work.
Yes.
But those three things, that's kind of my process. And generally, if I'm having really good experiences, I want to get back in the seat.
Well, yeah. And you brought up a good thing with music, with doing this radio show, with me doing poetry, hell, in your personal lives.
Yeah.
Just do the damn work.
Do the damn work.
Do the damn work.
Stop being humble and do the damn work.
All right, Kanye.
And then you can get humble. No, then you get humble with results, because there's people who are also doing the work who are doing amazing work, and you need to work and get better at it. That's where humble comes from. Humble doesn't come from some fake version of being humble where you're not actually playing the game.
All right.
I see that's where you're going with that. Yeah, and that makes sense to me.
So, we have a challenge.
That's right.
All right. What we're going to do, because we do have to move from the World Poetry Open Mic Studio to Studio X, which is our live performance studio, we're going to play one song, and then we're going to come back to Studio X.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. See you guys in a moment.
Kisses die, delirious. can't stop, but you will go blind. They tell you there's none of the business and console you with a big kiss on the lips and on the back of your neck. Your kisses drive me delirious. Desperate, not serious. Your kisses drive me delirious. Desperate, not serious.
All right, and we're back live in Studio X. Wow, it sounds empty in here, but that's all right.
Can I tell you, you have a really big bathroom.
I know. I do. Dude, it's
who
awesome.
Needs 24 urinals in a bathroom?
I know, especially in a personal personal space like this.
Well, you, I think
this
you
is
use,
like the Taj Mahal of bathrooms.
Oh, you use one every day for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Nice.
I get it.
And then when I need to clean, I'm using a couple others. And,
there you go.
And then, cleaning.
Oh, okay. So you can put off cleaning for a few days.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So what we're doing is we're doing a challenge, return challenge for my poetry that I did, 60 poems, recorded them all.
Was that a rat?
Yeah, I think it
sorry.
Was. Sorry. All right. So we're giving Michael a song a week. He has to go home, learn that song, come back and play it for us. Last week I gave him several choices. He chose the one submitted by my mother, which is the Kingston Trio, Tom Dooley.
Mm-hmm.
So, without any further ado, Mr. Michael Amadei.
All right. Took a line, met her on the mountain, stared to with my nine. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't been for Grayson, I'd been in Tennessee. It's hard to know which one's worse. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Oh boy, you're bound to die. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Oh boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're gonna die. Ooh.
Ing dan ye hit Tom Dooley, ing dan ye hit and cry. Ing dan ye hit Tom Dooley, oh boy, you gonna die.
Well, with you guys clapping in this room, it sounds a lot bigger.
It does.
Everything seems bigger in this room.
Are you done for the night? Are you going to do this one more? That sounded great, dude.
Oh, thank you, man.
This is the first time we've used Studio X.
This is kind of cool. The skeleton in the corner is a little scary, dude.
Everybody has skeletons in their closet. Never mind that.
You get skeletons. You have skeletons in your underground bunker bathroom.
He's right.
It's like the Bat Cave, only way more focused on urination.
Say nothing and drink to forget.
That's it. Okay. You know, Steve seems to be. He can't listen tonight.
I know he's off.
Oh, he'll be listening tomorrow when he gets his internet back on.
All right. So. One second. So he's a kind of a big Western music fan, it seems like. Right. And some people know I used to play in a Western group.
Yes, you did.
And ended up doing all right with it. So this song's called Colorado Trail. Right. This is for Steve.
Cheeks like a rose. Laura was a pretty girl. God Almighty knows. Weep all you little rains. Where winds wail. All along, along, along the Colorado Trail. Bright is the morning sun.
This is what happens when you forget the lyrics in Studio Z or Studio X. Let me try that again.
Red.
Well, thank you, except for the momentary lapse in.
Sorry, that's all right.
How long has it been since you've done that song?
2006.
Okay, so we're talking
long enough,
like 5 or 6 years.
Mm. 8 years.
Eight. I know.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been listening to Michael Amade playing World Poetry Open Mic's Studio X for the first time ever. I'm glad you overhauled your bathroom so we could do this.
You're welcome.
It's kind of squeaky clean, right? What I'm is. Saying. What do you use to clean this?
It's amazing.
It smells like pine.
Simple Green.
Mm. Simple Green.
Mm. I know what, I'm using to clean my bathroom.
There you go. That's not an endorsement by World Poetry Open Mic, by the way. That's just us talking.
Nature Box will put you here.
There you go. All right, so we thank you for tuning in. We're going to let you tune into your normally scheduled silence until next Friday night at 8 o'clock when we will be back on the air. Or you can check out one of our previous podcasts.
What will happen next week?
Stay tuned. Oh, wait. You need to know.
I know. I'm waiting.
I'm missing. So, you said you were going to do my father's next week, right?
That's right.
All right. So, it's echoing. I'm sorry. This is blowing my mind. All right.
That's what happens in bathrooms like this,
I
man.
I know.
This is the least offensive thing that happens in bathrooms like this.
There you go. My father, back when we hosted the, we did Freedom Music Festival at my parents' house, said that you should do some Hoyt Axton.
So which one?
Hoyt Axton.
I'm familiar.
So he never gave me a song, so I picked one of his that I liked.
Okay.
A song called In a Young Girl's Mind by Hoyt Axton.
In a Young Girl's Mind.
In a Young Girl's Mind. Do not take that where it's not supposed to be.
I'm not taking it anywhere.
And all that, but I saw that eyebrow raise.
And hey, nothing happens in this bathroom that we don't want.
It's pretty
to
amazing. He's writing it down on the dry erase board in here.
That's it. What is this pen? Where did this come from?
I'm smoking.
You hand me one?
Right now.
Yes.
Okay, the Hoyt.
Hoyt Axton.
Axton. In the mind of a young girl?
In a young girl's mind.
In a young girl's mind. All right.
All right. So, for now, that'll be number 2 of 8.
All right.
Tune in next week.
Tune in.
To World Poetry Open Mic.
Am I not nefarious?
Now batting number 17, Pedro Borbo.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. With every step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. Whether or not it hurts, got to save you from all of your demons that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no.
him for a fall. Set your mind at ease. Won't you save us from these little things? One of my feelings took a right to death into a black box and it came out gray. Has it spotted you? Oh no, have they got you too? Oh no, has it spotted you? Oh no, we're heading for a fall. Set your mind at ease. Won't you save us from little things?